In this afternoon's programme, we're continuing our series of interviews with successful entrepreneurs from Poland. Today, we have with us in the studio Paweł Kowalski. Hello, Paweł. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for inviting me.
Now, Paweł, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I set up my own business here in London last year. But I first came over to Britain 3 years ago from Kielce, which is a city in central Poland. And I fell in love with your country instantly. Anyway, I'm the managing director and my wife, Barbara, who's actually British, is responsible for looking after employees and recruiting staff.
And what does your company do?
It's an events management company. We organise weddings, conferences, receptions, that sort of thing. We do a lot of business events for the banking trade, for example. They're usually quite formal, so we have to be sure that the service we offer is of a very high standard. That's our main priority, to offer the best at all times.
You used to be a policeman in Poland, didn't you? Are you still in charge of security?
No, I'm not. We usually work with a security company who provides our security arrangements. But this is not always so important at every event. Recently, we've been doing a lot more weddings than usual. Maybe it's the right season to feel romantic.
Maybe you're right. Do you provide the food for wedding dinners yourselves?
Yes, we do. My wife's an excellent cook, so she's in charge of the cooking when we do a dinner, and we always buy the freshest ingredients in the food market. Only organic, of course. We order drinks over the internet because it is cheaper than in shops. But otherwise, we try to find everything locally, even staff. We hire temporary staff for cooking and serving, but we always try to provide whatever our clients request.
So you always serve what the clients ask for?
If they tell us specifically, yes. Otherwise, we try to guess what would make them happy. For example, if you get a lot of foreign visitors at a conference, they may be more interested in visiting a typical British pub and eating fish and chips, or going to see dog racing after the presentations, than sitting down to a formal dinner. They do enough of that anyway.
And do your clients appreciate all this attention to detail?
Well, we don't expect them to come up to us in person to say thanks, but we get many positive comments from them. They usually send us their written feedback after the events, and we usually try to improve our service all the time.
I'm sure you do. Now, tell us a bit more about how the business...